sure a lot of us been thankful for the war heroes who died and paid for our freedom.
我们这个周末正好是这个阵亡将日纪念日，我想我们很多人都来纪念那些在过去为我们现在所有的平安所付上生命的这些英雄们。
I'm sure people also bring flowers to the gravesite to remember our loved ones who have passed on.
我想也很多人他们为着这个时候也纪念我们逝去的亲人，所以我们在他们的坟墓前面我们献上鲜花。
This reminds me of a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old who tried to give their mother a flower.
这个时候就特别记得有一件事情，就是有一次有两个小孩子，一个4岁大，一个6岁大，他们试着要给一些礼物，要找一些礼物给他们的母亲。
The 6-year-old brought a house plant and gave it to the mother.
这个六岁大的就拿了一束那个家里种的一盆花给他的妈妈。
And she looked very sad.
这个小孩子他的脸上还是有些忧虑。
And she explains why he was sad.
他就跟他妈妈讲他为什么是心里还仍然还不满足。
He said, Mom, I can only afford to buy this house plant for you.
他说妈我兜里的钱不够，所以我只能买这一盆小花给你。
But I saw in the flower shop, there was a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
但我在花店里面实在看到了他那有一束特别美的 一束花在那。
But it was too expensive.
但是那个花是太贵了，所以我买不起。
I thought you would love it.
我相信你是一定会喜欢那
束花的。Because there was a ribbon tied to that flower.
因为在那束花上面它有一个绸缎带。
It says, rest in peace.
那个绸缎带上写的是安息。
And I thought you always wanted peace.
因为我知道你常常跟我们说让我们要给你一些安静。
So you can have some rest.
所以使你能够休息，所以我想那样的花对你可能是最合适的。
And of course, the mother chuckled.
我想我们大家都晓得这个妈妈这无奈。
I think many times,Our understanding of peace is not too clear.
我想很多时候像小孩子这样，我们对平安的理解还是是一个有的时候是一种错误的。
The peace that we need, the Bible teaches.
圣经告诉我们所说的那个平安
is a peace with God.
是我们与神的和睦。
Peace with ourselves.
是我们也与人的和睦。
And peace with others.
也与人我们周围的人的和睦。
So this morning I would like to look at Matthew.5:9.
所以我们早上愿意来看一看马太福音第五章的第九节。
It's from the Beatitude or...
我们都知道这是关于讲的登山宝训那八福的。
Okay. It's very short, just two phrases.
我们都晓得这些经节这很短。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
那你是说使人和睦的人有福了。
For they will be called sons of God.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
What we like to learn from this beatitude is this key thought.
我们愿意从这一个福来学这么一个最主要的一个原则。
Happiness comes when you help others to make peace with God, self, and with others.
就是当你能够使别人与神和睦，与自己和睦，也与周围的人和睦的时候，那么你实在是就是一个有福的。
You think you need that?
我想我们是不是都需要这个
I need that.
我自己是一定需要这样的。
Let's first look at what the Bible has to say about peace.
我们先来看一看圣经讲到平安这个词是怎么样用的。
First, oftentimes in the Middle East, people will greet each other by the word shalom.
我们知道在中东那里地方很多人他们是用这样的一个词叫 shalom 这个词来互相的打招呼的。
It basically is talking about peace.
这个词的意思 shalom 的意思实际上意思就是平安
It's not just the absence of evil things
但这个平安不仅仅是你不遇到任何坏事
But the presence of everything good
但更是你所拥有你所有一切的好事情
Don't you think that's a better greeting than 你吃过饭了没有
我想我们这样的平安是要比我们吃过饭没有要更好的一个打招呼的问候语
So it's very important that we understand that peace is the presence of God wherein we enjoy every good things in life.
实在是当在神的同在面前我们能够享受这样子的一个平安就是享受一切的美好的事物。
Secondly, the peace that is mentioned here is for peacemakers, not peace lovers, not just for peace lovers.
而且刚才我们读到的这些经节他特别强调的是使人和睦的人而并不是单单只是一个爱慕和睦的人。
I'm sure if I ask you how many of you love peace, all of you will raise your hands.
我相信如果我问大家，你们大家是不是都爱慕和睦？我们想每个人都会举手。
But what's the difference between peace lovers and peacemakers?
但是在爱慕和睦和使人和睦中间有一个不同。
Peace lovers sometimes will not deal with certain issues between people just to keep the peace.
因为你如果我们只单单的爱慕和睦的话，我们的有的时候我们就会避免做一些决定，而只是为着维护一个和睦。
Perhaps if my friend here sees something wrong in me, if he's a peace lover, he will not tell me what's wrong in me.
就如果我们看到弟兄身上有些不好的地方，但是我们为着维护这一个和睦的关系，我们就不指出来。
Because he wants to avoid conflict, but he does not want to hold the truth.
因为我们只是要避免这些冲突，而我们并没有真实的把那个实际的状况把它展现出来。
And then thirdly, peace has to, being peacemakers has to do with being a child of God.
另外一点就是从刚才读到的这些经节，就是使人和睦的人，他是和神的儿子，神的子民是有关系的。
That's why it says the blessing is you be called the children of God.
所以刚才这里说，这样的人使人和睦的人是有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Why is that?
为什么是这样讲？
Now you got to understand in the Hebrew that they do not have a lot of adjectives.
我们要晓得在希伯来文它的语文里面它并没有很丰富的形容词汇。
So you know that in the New Testament we know a person by the name of Barnabas, right?
我们知道在新约里有一个人名字叫巴拿巴。
What is his real name?
我们知道他的真实名字叫什么？
Joseph.
他的真的名字是叫
做约瑟。But why was he called Barnabas?
那为什么他被称为巴拿巴呢？
Because Barnabas means the son of comfort.
因为巴拿巴这个字的意思就是劝慰子。
So, when Jesus said that you be called the children of God,
当耶稣说你被称为神的儿子，
when you are a peacemaker,
当你是一个使人和睦的人，
he's essentially saying, you, when you are a peacemaker, you're trying to help people make peace with God, you are God-like. You're very much like God.
因为耶稣那里实际上就是说，当你是一个使人和睦的人的话，你呢实际上就是在像神一样。
You are doing the very work of God.
因为你做的正是神要做的事情。
So that when people see that you're doing that, they'll say you must be a Christian.
所以当人看见你是这样的一个人的话，人家一定会说你一定是一个基督徒。
So do you have an identity crisis about being a Christian?
所以我们是不是在人家认为我们基督徒这方面，我们自己有难处呢？
When you're in the process of helping people be at peace with God, peace with themselves and with others, you are like God.
因为当我们在努力地使人与神和睦，与自己和睦，与周围的人和睦的时候，我们实在是就在做像神一样的事情。
You will sense God working through you.
我们就会来感受到神是透过我们在行他的事情。
Now let's look at how peace must be integrated into our lives.
我们下面再来看，就是怎么样这样一个平 和平，应当是在我们的生命里面，在我们的生活里面来把它 合一在里面。
Let's first look at peace with God.
我们先来看一看什么叫与神和睦。
By the way, you have your handout, and if you'd like to take notes, you're welcome to do that. First one is peace with God.
我们每个人都有这样的这个单张，如果你愿意的话，可以把它写下来。第一点我们要讲的就是要与神和睦 ，peace with God。
In Romans 5:1, we read, therefore,
罗马书五章那里说
，therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以那里说，我们既是因信称义，我们就与神和睦了。
So in other words, when we were born.We were born in sin.
所以我们因为我们是出生在罪里的。
That's because our ancestor Adam and Eve were the first one to sin and brought sin into mankind.
因为我们的人类的始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪，所以凡是透过亚当夏娃出生的后代就都在罪里面。
And God being holy,
神是圣洁的。
We have been at war with him.
所以因着神是圣洁的，我们又出生在罪里的，我们生来就是在与神为敌。
That's why we need to be at peace with God.
所以我们需要与神有一个和睦。
And this is why we need to have faith in Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们需要有在耶稣基督里的凭着我们信他。
Because it is only through him that we are able to have the debt of our sin be paid for.
因为只有透过耶稣基督的代赎，我们的罪债才能够被偿付。
That's peace with God.
这个就是叫与神和睦。
How about peace of God?
那么下面一点，请大家注意，就是叫神的平安。
Do you believe that everyone who has Peace with God has peace of God.
我们大家知道不知道，我们每一个与神和睦的人，是不是都有神的平安呢？
I don't think so.
我想并不是这样。
That's why Jesus had to say in John 14:27.
所以耶稣就在约翰福音的第十四章那里就说。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
我把我的平安赐给你们，我的平安并不是世人所能赐的。
I believe in our midst.
我相信在我们的这些人当中
，there are some of you who are troubled by cares and worries.
我们有些人是被一些话语所伤。
But you have the peace with God.
但是我们知道你我们已经与神和好。
You know for sure that you're a child of God.
我们也知道我们是神的子民。
But why is it we do not have the peace of God?
但是为什么我们心里面仍然还没有神的平安在我们里面？
Jesus already promised it.
我们知道耶稣刚才讲的，他已经说了，他把他的平安赐给我们。
Is it because we choose not to get the receive the peace from him?
是不是因为我们并没有选择来接受从耶稣那来的平安呢？
Is it possible that we are trying to do things our own way?
是不是我们试着在用自己的方法来求这种平安呢？
Is it possible that we have not humbled ourselves before God?
是不是因为我们自己还不够谦卑在神的面前？
Because we say to ourselves, I know how to take care of this.
因为我们在神面前，相当于我们对神说，我们知道这个事情怎样解决。
I don't need God's help.
所以我在这事情上解决上，我并不需要神。
And so guess what? How does God remind you that you are not relying on Him?
所以我们就晓得，就是借着这样的事情，神来提醒我们，我们并没有完全的来信赖他。
The peace of God is absent in your heart.
所以从神的平安在我们的生命里面就缺失了。
You know, I appreciate so much the psalmist saying these words.
我就非常欣赏，诗篇有这样的话说。
He says, "I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety."
诗篇第四章的第八节说，我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
A lot of people cannot sleep well.
有很多人他们晚上睡不着觉。
Now it could be for medical reasons, I understand that.
也许是因为病的原因，我明白。
But could it be that we need the safety, the peace of God?
但是不是我们也需要从神所赐给我们的那些平安那些安稳使我们能够安然
睡觉 If so, can we ask God for this peace?
如果是这样的话那我们就应当来向神寻求这样的平安
Let us find safety in him.
让我们寻求在神里面的平安
Because he promised.
因为他应许给我们这样的安全
Not only do we need peace with God, peace of God, but we need also peace from God.
所以我们不单单需要与神和睦，我们也不单单需要神的平安，我们更是需要从神来的平安。
This peace from God requires us to be seeking His will and to be following Him.
因为从神来的平安或神赐的平安，它需要我们来首先寻求神的旨意。
Maybe some of you are at the crossroad of life.
也许我们现在有人正在需要做一个生命当中一些重要的决定。
You have to make a major decision.
也许我们需要做一些很主要的一个重要决定。
And you don't know exactly what God's will is.
也许我们仍然还不晓得，我们应当是向左或者向右。
And you're worried.
所以我们对于这样的抉择还没有决定，我们就觉得担忧。
Because you think if I make the wrong decision.
因为我们怕如果我们做错决定的话。
Or if I'm not in God's will.
或者我们做的决定与神的旨意不相合的话。
My future will be.Gloomy.
那也许我们的未来就完全失落了。
You know, many times people come to me as a pastor, thinking that I have all the answers. I know God's will perfectly.
有些时候有人来寻求杜牧师，认为说，因为你是做牧师的，所以你应当有一切从神那里来的一切的知识，你都晓得。
So that to show you that I know I don't have complete knowledge of God's will.
所以为了向大家知道我并没有在任何一件事情都能够晓得神的旨意的我自己也是要不断的挣扎经过这些比如说
As I got more into my studies,
当我更多的来学习的时候
The more I'm clear that the revival that God wants to bring to his church will be through the family.
当我更多的来学神的话语的时候我就更多的认识到神要在我们当中复兴的话是要透过一个一个家庭的复兴
And the more I reviewed what I've done for the churches,
当我更多的来回顾 我在教会里面所过去那些服事的时候
I feel the one area that I have not done enough is to help parents the home to be Christ-centered.
我就意识到有一件事情我仍然是很大的缺失，就是我并没有在努力的帮助每一个家庭，使他们每一个家庭都能够成为以基督为中心的家庭。
So I did not have the peace of God because God was telling me you got to make a change.
因为这样我就没有从神那里来的平安，因为神跟我说我需要做一个改变。
But I had to tell God, I said, God, don't you know that in a few more years, I can retire?
我就跟神说，神，你知不知道我再过几年做牧师的话，我就该退休了。
Shouldn't I just start to slow down?
所以因着我的这种心态，我就会不自觉的就开始把我的步伐放慢下来。
I shouldn't be making a major change in my life.
所以我不应该在我的一切的这个生活当中做一些重大的改变。
In other words, I don't want to change.
也就是说，我自己已经觉得说我不需要改变。
But the more I resist to change,
当我更多的我拒绝改变的时候
，the more I have no peace of God.
那我就更多的就失去了与神的平安。
But then, as I pray.
但是当我祷告的时候
，as I consult with my mentors.
当我就跟我的导师在那里
，with family members,
与我的家人寻求的时候
，and I look into God's word.
当我在那里更多的来寻求在神的话语寻求的时候
，it was very clear that God has called me to mentoring families.
就越来越多的清楚，神对我的呼召是让我来对基督徒的家庭来带领他们。
As I begin to say yes to God.
当我开始来回应神的这种呼求来说是的时候
，I receive the peace from God.
那我里面就有一种特别的平安。
A peace that passes understanding.
这种平安是远超过我们口能所表述的。
Because people reminded me.
因为有人就来提醒我。
Johnny, you don't have a base of support.
他说，杜牧师，你并没有一个经济上支持你的这一个基础。
How are you going to do it?
到底你如果辞去你的工作的话，你会怎么样？
I don't know.
我就跟他说，我说我并不晓得怎
么。But I know God will do it.
但是我晓得神会负我
一切的责任。Because this is not my idea.
因为这个事情并不是我出于我自己的心。
Besides, I don't like the idea.
而且实际上从我自己来讲，我也不喜欢这样做。
Because it involves risk.
因为这样，我觉得这个要承担的这个风险太大。
So you see, I do not know God's will completely.
所以你就晓得，作为我做过牧师的这个杜牧师，我们也并不是在每件事情都晓得神的旨意。
But I'm willing to release my own choice.
但是当我们愿意把自己的选择放下的时候
，my own will，
当我们愿意把自己的心意放下的时候
，then God will guide me through His word.
我们就会看到神会带领我们把他的旨意显
明出来。Through godly counsel，
所以神就会安慰我。
And then the peace of God comes into my heart.
那么神的平安就临到我。
That's how I receive peace.
这就是我怎样来领受神所赐的平安。我愿意我们每一个人都
有这样的经历。Are you in the midst of making an important decision?
如果我们当中有人也需要做一个重要决定的时候
，Have you truly surrendered yourself to the Lord?
那么我们有没有把自己完全降服在神面
前 ？Or are you saying, God, I have only three options for you?
或者我们跟神说，神啊，
You pick all any of these three.
我现在只有三个选择，你选一个就是。
But you pick something outside of that, no way.
但如果你在这三个选择之外你选一个的话那我绝对不能接受。
When you do that, who's God?
如果我们这样向神祷告的时候那么我们应当晓得这样的祷告实在是
谁是谁。You have made yourself a God.
我们已经把我们自己放在神的位置上。
And you will not experience peace from God.
如果我们这样做的话
I promise you,
我们绝对不会从神那里领受神赐的平安。
Because God loves you enough.
因为神是这样的爱我们。
He wants to let you be experience absent of peace.
所以神这样的爱我们，他愿意我们暂时的失去从他那来的平安。
Until you surrender your will to him.
直到我们能够完全的把自己降服下来，把自己的心意放下。
So we can see that in order to integrate peace into our lives.
所以我们知道，如果我们愿意把神所赐的平安在我们的生命当中结合起来的时候
，we need the peace of God.
我们就需要神的平安。
Peace with God.
我们也需要以神的平安。
And peace from God.
我们更是需要神所赐的平安。
After we know and understand and integrate peace into our lives.
当我们开始明白我们需要在我们生命当中有这种与神的平安的结合的时候
，then God can make us be His peacemakers.
那么神就能够使我们成为他的和平的使者。
How many of you know what a peacemaker does?
我们有谁知道一个和平的使者做什么
？We Chinese know very well what a matchmaker is.
我们知道，作为
When we see a single gal or a single guy who's very qualified,
我们都知道，作为中国人，我们都知道这个 做媒这件事情。
Let me help you match up with somebody。
是我们看见一个这个很好的单身的男孩子或女孩子，
right?
我们就会愿意热心帮助他们。
Don't you get a lot of those kind of proposition?
我想我们到了一定年纪之后，有些人就会来不断的好心的来帮助我们。
From what single people told me, they dread those kind of things.
有些人就觉得他们很觉得很窘。
So don't be eager to be matchmakers, please.
有人就说你不要那么着急给人做媒。
Let's be peacemakers.
但是我们应当晓得，应当要努力的来做和平的使者。
And the first question I like to ask, what is a peacemaker?
那么我愿意来问，到底什么是圣经所说的那么和平的使者？
In Matthew 5:9, we are told.
在马太五章那里告诉我们。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
是使人和睦的人或者和平的使者是有福的。
Let me read from the message. It's a different translation of the English Bible.
我们再看另外一种不同的版本，它的翻译是这样子的。
Listen carefully.
我们来仔细听。
You are blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight.
当你能够向人家展现出来怎么样来使合作，而不是来争竞，这样子你就是一个有福的。
Not compete，
这里并不是说争竞，而不是说在来争斗。
Don't we see a lot of this in homes? Unfortunately，
是我们在家里面常常看到这样的争竞的状况。
At work，
在我们工作当中也看到。
Even in our campuses，
甚至就是在我们校园里面。
People are constantly competing.
我们不断看到
人都在互相争竞。In a negative way, I'm not saying we shouldn't compete at all. We're saying negatively.
我这里是说这个负面的争竞。
Real competition is you build up each other.
我想呢，真实的正面的正向的争竞是我们互相建立。
Negative competition is you pull down each other.
而负面的争竞是我们互相的压制。
And people fight.
而且就互相的
They don't want to forget.
他们不能够谅解。
When you become a true peacemaker,
但如果我们是一个真的使人和睦的人，
that's when you in the message it says that's when you discover who you really are.
那么这里刚才那个不同的翻译就是说，如果你是一个使人和睦的人的话，那么你就真的能发现你自己所是的。
And your place in God's family.
而且你也知道你在神家中的地位。
Excellent translation.
因为这里是说你是神的，你是被称为神的儿子，这是一个非常美好的翻译。
You bring God's peace into your home.
因为你是把出于神的平安带到你的家。
You bring God's peace into your workplace.
因为你把出于神的平安带到你的工作
环境里。You bring God's peace into the church.
你也把这出于神的平安带到教会里面。
You bring God's peace into your workplace.
你也把出于神的平安带到你所在的任何环境里面。
That's what peacemakers do.
这就是一个使人和睦的人应当做的。
Now, where are peacemakers needed?
但是我们知道什么地方需要这个使人和睦的人。
First and foremost,
我们想最重要的就是
as 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us,
就是哥林多后书五章那里告诉我们。
He says we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
就是我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
I recall a story which is published called Peace Child.
有一个故事，好像是出版过的一本书，它叫做叫做和平的子女，和平的孩子。
It was written by a missionary.
是一个宣教士所写的。
He went to Iran Jaya and he was trying to share the gospel with the Sawi people.
他到了一个荒漠的地方，那里是为了向一个部落的人来宣讲福音。
He was trying to do a lot of good deeds to help these people.
他们试着做行很多的善事，想来帮助这个部落。
But he constantly got rejected by them.
但是他一不断的遭到被这些部落的人的拒绝。
You know why?
为什么呢？
In their tribe, they are very suspicious.Of people who do good things for them.
因为在这个部落文化里面，对于他们，对所有对他们行好事的人、行善事人，他们都是保持着怀疑的态度。
Because oftentimes when you do something good for them, that's when you prepare them to become you. They prepare you to become their meal. They eat you.
因为在
They want to kill you and eat you.
因为在他们的理解呢，当你对一个人行好事的时候，你常常最后是你要把他杀了，成为你的食物。
But then he learned that when there were two tribes, they were at war with each other.
但是他们这个宣教士就从这个部落当中就学到，当两个部落在进行战争的时候
，Who want to make peace with each other?
如果有一方要和对方寻求和睦的时候
You know what they did?
那么他们怎么做呢
The leader of the tribe
这个部落的首领
will give his son to the other tribe for them to care for
就把他自己的儿子交到敌方的部落那里
And when they accept this child
当对方接受他的儿子的时候
as being their own
当着对方把他的儿子接受成为他们自己的时候
touch this child
他们对方的每一个部落人都把手按在这个孩子头上的时候
identify with this child
他们都认同这个孩子的时候
love this child
他们都来爱这个孩子的时候
then the two tribes have peace
这两个部落就有和平了
Wow, when he saw that, the missionary said
当这个宣教士看见这一点的时候
He says, now I can explain to them who Jesus Christ is
他说借着这个我就能够向他们表明到底耶稣基督的爱是怎么样一回事
our heavenly father is at war with men
因为我们的天父是与人在那里是以罪人士那里
And the only way he can have peace with us
唯有一个方法是罪
人和天父和好 Jesus Christ to us
就是天父把他的儿子赐给我们
And we accept him
如果我们接纳他的儿子
And then now we are at peace with him
我们就与天父来和好了
That's what we are doing as ambassadors for Christ
所以我们作为基督的使者我们所做的就是这些
We let people know that we can be at peace with God
我们应当让世人晓得我们可以和神求得和平
Through God's Son Jesus Christ
就是要借着神的儿子耶稣基督因为他为我们的罪而付上代价
So
所以
If we have never shared the good news with others
如果我们还没有把耶稣基督来那里来的福音我们跟周围的人分享的话
Please repent
那我们就需要在神面前悔改。
If we have shared, but we have presently not been active in doing that,
如果我们曾经向别人分享过，但我们现在没有这样做的时候
，and that includes me,
那包括我自己。
I have to confess my sin.
那我们也需要到神面前来认罪悔改。
Because how can I ignore people's eternal destiny?
因为我们实在是不能够把别人的永久的灭亡忽视。
Just because I'm afraid of being rejected by people.
我们不能够只是单单的因为我们怕被别人拒绝，我们就忽视那个人的灭亡。
I need to ask God for boldness.
我们需要向神求给我们这种勇气。
I need to ask God for compassionate heart.
我们需要向神求给我们这样的同情。
Because God can use each and every one of us as ambassadors for Christ.
因为神可以使用我们在座的每一个人作为他的大使。
Secondly, we can help people be at peace.By helping them deal with their past, make peace with their past.
另外一点就是我们可以帮助我们周围的人，使得他们能够忘却他们的过去。
I'm sure you will agree with me.
我相信我们在座的很多人都会认同这一点。
Many of us through life never have our needs for approval, acceptance, or recognition met.By our parents.
我想我们当中的很多人，我们也许这一到现在为止，我们都还没有完全的得到我们父母对我们的认可，对我们的接纳。
And we never will.
也许我们一辈子都不会这样子从他们那里领受到。
And no other person, whether we marry that person, can make up for that.
我们无论我们跟谁结婚的话，我们这个我们的配偶也不会把我们父母对我们的缺陷替我们偿还。
And if we continue to try to seek our parental approval,
如果我们不断的在那里努力挣扎来寻求我们父母对我们的认可、对我们的接纳、对我们的肯定
，we will always struggle through life.
我们也许这一辈子都会在那里挣扎。
But if we can do this,
但是如果我们这样做
，then we can have peace from God.
我们就会有神来的平安。
And that is to accept them for who they are.
怎么做呢？就是我们来接受我们的父母，就他们所示的来接纳他们。
We're saying to ourselves, I can let go of the past.
我们要对自己说，无论过去父母对我们是怎么样，我们愿意让过去的事情过去。
It has brought me pain.
也许过去的事情对我们是有伤害。
And it has tremendous influence on my life today.
也许对我的生活是有一个很大的影响。
But I'm willing to release that to the Lord.
但我愿意把过去的这些负担把它放下来，交给主。
Joyce Landorf in her book called Irregular People.
有一个人，他写了本书，叫做《有缺陷的人》。
She defined irregular people as people who are very significant to us, whether it be a sibling or a parent or a spouse.
她这里所说的有缺陷的人是就是我们的弟兄姐妹或者是我们的父母，就是对我们非常亲近的人。
Who are irregular people?
他们是有某一种的缺陷。
Irregular people are people who are blind to our needs for affirmation and many other things.
他们的缺陷是什么呢？就是他们看不到我们的一些需要。
They continue to wound us because they are blind to our needs.
因为他们看不见我们这些需要，所以他们所做的一些事情就继续的伤害我们。
And they continue to reinforce the negative message that we have.
因为他们看不见，所以他们这样的做法就不断的在我们心里造成一个负面的伤害。
Perhaps our need for affirmation that we are good.
也许我们需要从父母那里或我们的弟兄姐妹那里受到他们对我们的肯定。
That we are competent.
是我们是有能力的。
That we are kind,
是我们是友善的
and so on and so forth.
无论是怎样或这样，这样或那样。
And unless we accept the fact that we have irregular people in our lives,
如果我们不能够，除非我们接纳他们所是的话，否则我们这些亲人都会成为一个有缺陷的人。
And then allow our needs to be met by the Savior.
我们需要把我们这种认可要从神那里来接受。
And other significant people that.God put in our lives.
我们要从神在我们周围所放的其他的一些对我们有很重要意义的人那里领受这些需要。
In other words, to let go the past.
也就是说，我们要对过去的事情让它过去。
And to look to the future.
让我们来看，着眼未来。
Pastor by the name of Lloyd Ogilvie said these words.
有一个牧师他这样说过。
It's the sure sign that we have an authentic relationship with God is that we believe more in the future.That in the past,
就是我们真的能够与神有一个良好的关系的时候，是我们忘去我们离开我们对于过去那种恐惧的椅子，我们来到神的面前。
You see what this pastor is trying to tell us?
这个牧师是在说什么呢
？That oftentimes we try to dwell in the past.
我们常常是在生活在过去的阴影。
We see it's an imperfection.
我们在过去里面，我们看到一些不完全。
And we want to change it.
我们试着要来改变它。
But can you?
但是我们能不能改变过去呢？我们到底能不能改变过去？我们实在是改变不了过去的。
We have to let it go.
一切过去已经发生的事情是发生了。
We have to look forward.
我们只能够着眼。
That's a sign of maturity.
这是一个成熟的人所应
当的。That we can learn from our past.
这是我们对于过去的事情，我们应当学习。应当学习。
But we're looking forward to hope in Jesus Christ.
但是我们应当着眼的未来，就是耶稣基督所要给我们的，因为这是我们应当着眼的。
Then we can experience His peace.
我们只有这样，我们才能够经历从神那里来的平安。
Another area that we need peacemaking.
另外一个方面，我们需要这种作为一个和平的使者，就是。
It's to restore broken relationship.
就是要我们要来恢复那已经破坏的关系。
If we are offended, we need to take the teaching from Matthew 18.
如果我们是被人伤害的话，那我们就要从马太福音里面，十八章那里了，我们来学。
Sorry, from 1 Corinthians 13:5.
从这哥林多前书十三章那里来学。
It says that love is not provoked and keep no record of wrongs.
因为那里爱是不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Have you noticed that sometimes we choose to do this?
我们知道不知道？有的时候我们要来选择来这样做。
We choose to be brittle.
我们有时候我们自己选择我们自己要成为脆弱
especially within Christian circles
特别是我们在基督徒的这个圈子里面
that person fails to do something that I expect
那里说张三或者是李四他们没有做我们所期望他做的
or said something in general not directly at you
或者说那有一个人甚至是只是泛泛的而已
and you take a personal offense from that
但是因为他这样做了，我们就认为他对我们是一种，
so when you're close to that person, when you're close to that person, when you are in the vicinity of that person,
当你跟那个人接近的时候
，you feel there's an enmity between the two of you.
你就觉得在你们当中有一种陌生感。
You know what? Why is that?
为什么呢
？Because somehow I don't know why. Sometimes we Christians just want to be brittle.
我不晓得为什么，就是我们基督徒，我们有的时候就选择来
easily hurt，
来脆弱。结果到底这里到底有没有对我们有什么样的伤害
？Aren't we all human？
我们每一个人都实实在在也是人。
Even though we are Christians,
尽管我们是基督徒，
但我们也是人。But being human, we can make mistakes too, right?
因为我们是人，所以我们就会犯
错。We will be insensitive to certain needs, right?
因为我们是人，我们犯错，我们对周围某些事情我们就不敏感。
You do that, I do that.
因为你是这样做，我也这样做。
But why is that we put such a high expectations on people so that they do not meet our expectations, we get angry at them?
但是为什么我们对别人有这样过高的期望，他没有达到我们对他的期望的时候，我们就对他就产生愤怒。
Whether it be between spouses,
特别是我们当在夫妻之间
，or parents and children relationship,
但是在父母和子女之间
，or church leaders and church members,
特别是教会的领袖和教会的成员之间。
First Corinthians 13 verse 5 says,
格林多前书十三章这里说
，Love is not easily provoked, and I, if I may word, to anger.
就是爱是不轻易发怒。
We don't want to be easily angered.
愿意我们不轻易发怒。
I want to be quick to forgive.
愿意我们成为快快的来忘却，来快快的赦免。
I want to be quick to understand.
让我们快快的来了解人家。
Not to be provoked to anger.
而不是来快快的发怒。
If you have offended other people, if people have offended you,
如果你认为有人来伤害了你
，then you need to take the teaching from Matthew 18.
那我们应当来学，从马太这个十八章内来学。
We need to go to the person,
就是我们要去找那个你认为伤害你的人
，and tell them how they have offended you.
而且要跟他讲明你在什么地方你认为他伤害了你。
With the purpose of not telling them off.
但是你要有一个目的，只是为着只跟他之间来求和睦，而不是要把这个事情来宣讲出来。
It is to let them understand that you've been hurt.
让他们明白他们所做的这样做的是伤害到了你。
But you have forgiven them.
但是你要来赦免他们。
And you want to restore the relationship.
因为你的目的是要与他们来重归和好，来恢复这样的关系。
And there is no place in scriptures that tell us to go to a third party and tell them how that person has offended you.
因为你在圣经里你找不到其他的任何地方，那里告诉你要去跟张三或者李四跟王五其他人来把这些事情宣讲出来。
And then,If we have offended others,
但另外一方面，如果我们伤害到别人
，then we have to remember.
那么我们也需要记得这样
，that our relationship with God will be affected by our relationship with others.
就是我们与神的关系也受我们与人的关系的影响。
That's why in Matthew again we are told that if we have offended somebody,
所以马太福音就告诉我们，当我们伤害别人的时候
，and the Lord reminds us of that.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
We should stop, you know, if we are on our way to worship God.
当你去献祭的时候
，We should stop.
你要先，你如果想到你得罪了别人
，Go to be reconciled with the person that we have offended.
那么你要先去与他人求和睦
，And then go to worship God.
然后再来献祭
，Because if not,
因为你若不这样做的话
，God will not accept your service, your worship.
你的祭也不会被神悦纳。
That's how serious it is.
这就是实实在在的严重性。
So can I encourage you to take these practical steps to restoring relationship with people?
我们愿意把大家，我们所有在座的，我们把所听到的都能把它付诸于实际。
In which I'm also learning in my relationship with my wife.
在我自己也在和我们家里的关系也这样学。
When I notice that I'm getting angry,
当我知道我在生气的时候
，I need to ask myself this question.
我需要问我自己这样的一个问题
How was I hurt?
我到底什么地方受了伤害
Can we practice asking ourselves this question? Let's practice again How was I hurt? Okay, let's repeat together How was I hurt? In Chinese
我到底什么地方受了伤害
You know, when I ask that question on myself
当我自己问自己的时候
Many times
很多时候我发现
It's not because of the person's who you know made a mistake.
并不是对方他做了什么错的事情。
But many times it's my expectations.
更多的是我自己对对方的期望。
And when I analyze my expectations,
当我来分析我对对方的期望的时候
，I begin to see how unfair it is.
我就觉得我实在是对对方是一个不公正的。
Because I ask it this way.
比如说
if I have this if others have expectations of me in this area,
如果别人也在类似的情况下，他对我有这样的同样的期望的时候
，How would I feel?
我到底的感受是什么。
First thing I can think of, unfair.
首先我就想到啊，这实在是不公平，他怎么能要求我这样。
Then why did I impose that expectations on others then?
那如果我认为别人对我不公平，我怎么能够把这样的不公平加给我的配偶。
So next time when you notice that you're about to blow your top,
所以下一次请你记得，当你实在是马上就要发怒的时候，
What question should you ask?
你应当问你自己这样一个问题。
How was I hurt? Okay? And you notice that you understand yourself better.
所以你就晓得，你如果这样子来做的话，你就会认识你自己更多。
When you're so frustrated with people,
当你特别沮丧的时候，
especially when you've already said the or give the instructions for the end time,
或者说你说你已经跟那人讲了无数遍了，
and you're about to explode.
但是他根本就不会照你的做，你就马上就要发火的时候。
Then you should add this question.What did I feel helpless about?
你就要问你自己，我在什么地方我觉得无助。
Let's do it together. What did I feel helpless about? Okay, let's do it together.
让我们一起再来。
What did I feel helpless about?
我在什么地方觉得无助？
When you become so frustrated,
当我们觉得这样的沮丧，
because you are very dependent on somebody.
因为实在是需要他能够做这样的事情。
And the person failed to come through.For you.
但是结果对方 他每次他都是失败。
And you ask the question, how, what did I feel helpless about?
那么你就要问你自己，我到底在什么地方是觉得这样的无助？
And the Lord will begin to let you see.
我就神就要来开始来让你来看见。
Maybe you've been relying on people rather than relying on me.
也许我们是在把我们的期望寄托在人的身上，而不是寄托在神
的身上。Perhaps you should take responsibility for this and not be relying on other people.
也许实际上是我们自己的错，我们应当负自己应当负这样的责任。
And there are many other things that we can learn.
有很多很多的事情，我们从这样的周围发生这些事情都可以学。
You know, in the, I didn't want to say that I graduated, but anyway, it's been 2 weeks already, so
两星期以前
I've gotten over it already.
我已经这个事情都过了。
I finished my 5 years of studies.
我已经完成了我五年的学习。
After I visit brothers and sisters in Dallas,
我就去了达拉斯的这个神学院那里的弟兄。
Some of them I've not seen them for a long time.
有些人我好久好久都没有见他们。
So when we got together, instead of me speaking, I asked them to share about their lives.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，我请他们分享在他们生活当中发生的事情。
Oh, I learned a lot of things about their lives.
我就从他们的分享当中，我认识他们每个人。他们每个人开口了以后，好像就停不住。
We stayed there for 4 hours.
结果那次的聚会差不多又花了4个小时。
And nobody got bored.
每一个人都很兴奋。
Because they were recounting what they can celebrate in their lives about.
因为每个人都在那里回忆，在他们一生当中，他有哪些事情他们是值得他们庆祝的。
And there was David.Who is a Christian in his 50s?
有一个五十多岁的年长的弟兄是叫 David.
He shared his reflection on marriage.
他就在讲他自己在婚姻当中所学到的。
He said, "I've noticed, there's a change for the better in my wife."
他说我知道，我注意到最近在我太太身上发生了一些很大的改变。
Wow, when he said that, all the brothers and sisters perk up their ears.
所以他这个话一说以后，周围的人每一个人的耳朵都竖起来。
Talking about change for over 20 years of marriage, wow!
所以你正在想，你是在想到你已经结婚二十年了，你的太太能够有什么样的改变
？So they wanted to hear how did Karen, his wife, made David happy.
所以他们要晓得到底他的太太这 Karen 她做了一个什么样的改变，使得这个弟兄 David 他是这样的高兴。
But to their surprise, he said this.
但是使每一个听的人都很吃惊的话，却是David 他是这样讲。
He says, "I think I have changed."
他说我想这个最大的改变实际上是我自己的改变。
So, who is it who changed, the wife or him?
到底这里是谁在改变？等一等，这里你前头是说你太太改变，现在是说你自己的改变。
He said, I've changed because I look at my wife differently now.
他说实际上是我自己的改变，因为我对我太太的期望不一样了，我现在用不同的眼光来看我太太。
Because when we first got married, I wanted my wife to be a good cook.
因为当我刚结婚的时候，我期望我太太是一个很好的厨师。
Now you got to understand he's Chinese, so you know how important food is, right?
所以因为你知道这位 David 弟兄他是个老中，所以他对食物是要求是非常高的。
But God did not give me a good cook.
但是神并没有使我太太让我太太成为一个好的厨师。
But instead, God gave me something that I need.
但是神却给了我一个
Because you see,
我真的需要的。
He says, you see, I'm good at making money.
他说我在赚钱方面 是做得很好的。
But one thing I'm not good at is managing my finances.
但是在管理钱财方面我确实不行。
So guess whom God gave me?
但是神给我太太是个什么呢?
She's very good at running our finances.
所以我太太是非常好的一个管理财
的。And not only that,
而且不仅仅这样
She's good at spending money too.
而且她是一个很会花钱的人。
Where he says, I don't know how to spend money.
他说就我来讲，我不知道怎样花钱。
So he said this.
但是所以他就说
Looking back at my marriage.
我这样回顾这样二十多年的婚姻。
You know, God gave me what I need, not what I want.
神所给我的正是我所需要的，而不是单单我所想要的。
And I appreciate and value my wife much more today.
因着这个，我就特别的赏识我的太太。
See, oftentimes we want what we want.
常常我们只是想要一个东西。
But God knows what we need.
但神知道我们真的需要。
To be a better person.
我们是要你要成为一个更好的基督徒。
And then he says something else.
所以那个David 弟兄接着说。
He says, oftentimes I do travel.
他说当我当我常常出差的时候
He said when I get on the plane
当我一上飞机
I am so hungry
我就老是觉得肚子饿
I want my food to be served immediately
我就要这个空服员马上把这个食物
You know when you're hungry
给我东西如果他要不给的话我就会生气
Your internal system Right
如果你要肚子饿的话你肚子
He's not complaining griping
然后我就会在那里不断的抱怨
But then God changed his perspective again
但是有一天神把我的
希望改变了 He said wait a minute
他说等一等
Why am I on this flight
我为什么要上这个飞机
Is it because I want to eat
是不是我来飞机上就是为了吃呢
I must well go to any restaurant right
如果我要为吃的话我可以去餐
馆 But he says I want to go to my chosen destination
他说我上飞机是因为我要去某个地方
He said once I am clear about my objective
当我突然明白我来做这件事情它的目的是
Food becomes an issue.
因为吃不吃就都无所谓了。
You know why there's so little peace at home?
我们知道为什么要在家里有一定的
Because we do not have a life objective.
家里没有平安是因为我们对家的期望不一样。
We don't know where we want to go.
因为我们并不晓得我们的家要成为一个什么样的家。
So every little thing we nitpick on them.
所以我们因为不晓得我们就对一些小事情我们就来挑剔。
So the problem is not the other person.
所以我们在家里的征战的原因并不是对方
The person is that we are not totally committed to God's will in our lives
是因为我们自己没有把我们全然的
放在身边 Because if you are clear about your destiny, your life objective
因为我们对于我们人生的目的我们并不清楚
Many things are trivial
很多事情都使我们难
Many things are trivial
很多事情
And can I encourage you parents
我们愿意做父母的我鼓励你们
This is a very important message
这是一个很重要的
I learned this from a person who said this.
有一个弟兄，他有一个人这样跟我讲。
His name is Neil Perkins.
他叫 Neil Perkins 这个人。
He said, our children are a living message to a time we will not see. Let me say it again. Our children are a living message to a time we will not see.
我们的子女是我们留给后世我们所不能见的时代的一个信息。
Parents, if you are peacemakers,
所以作为父母的，如果你是一个使人和睦的人，或者你要成为一个使人和睦的人
，if you help people to be at peace with God,
如果你要愿意帮助，你愿意帮助人使人和睦
，with themselves,
愿意帮助他们与自己和睦
，and peace with others,
愿意帮助他们与周围的人和睦
，your children.Will be peacemakers for Christ too.
那么你的孩子，他们就要也要成为一个和平的使者。
You may not see the life that they will touch.
你也许不知道他们将来要接触的生命是什么样的生命。
But if you have integrated the peace of God into your life,
但如果我们自己把与神的和平安，交在我们自己生命里面
，and your children see that in your lives,
我们的子女就会在我们的生命里面看到这种平安。那么他们就一定
I promise you
我向大家保证
that your children will be peacemakers in this world for God
我们的子女就要成为使他周围人平安的一个人
Isn't that something worth living for?
我想这实在是我们生命值得这样子来过的。
Isn't that something worth dying for?
我想这实在是我们需要来努力的。
Because if it's not worth dying for, it's not worth living for.
对，因为这个是需要，因为如果我们做的这个事情不值得我们来付上努力的话，那我们也真是就不值得我们这样来过。
You want to be peacemakers?
是我们愿意作为一个使人 和睦的人吗？
Are you at peace with your past?
如果我们是不是我们愿意不愿意忘去我们的过去？
Are you at peace with God?
我们愿意不愿意与神和好？
Are you at peace with others?
愿意不愿意与人和好？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。